Every day, Emmaus House in downtown Savannah feeds warm meals to around 150 people in their dining hall. Volunteers help serve them, and everyone who arrives for a meal gets one. That process looks a little different these days.
We just hand out these bags through our kitchen door, and that way we don't have clients inside.
Ariana Berksteiner is the soup kitchen's executive director. She's asked volunteers to stay home to keep people safe from the spreading coronavirus. But she's still worried about the clients waiting in line for food.
Because at the end of the day, they're outside standing in line and they're still gathering. And the question is, do I stop feeding people so that they can socially distance themselves? What outcome is like the worst of the two? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to not feed people, but I also don't want to make them susceptible to something.
Other groups that help Savannians who don't have homes or access to food are in a similar boat. Most are working without volunteers and dealing with shortages of important supplies. Cindy Kelly directs the Chatham-Savannah Authority for the Homeless.
We are out of hand sanitizer just about everywhere. And I know that people hoarded it and took a lot of it. And it is something that we have routinely distributed, but we don't have any right now. And many of the other programs do not have it either.
Hand sanitizer is especially important for people who are homeless because they don't have easy access to a sink to wash their hands. So service providers are asking people to donate things like sanitizer, toilet paper, masks, and gloves, or donate money so that groups can buy supplies themselves. And helping out goes beyond physical needs, according to Reverend Michael Cheney. He works with a congregation in one of Savannah's homeless camps.
We can certainly donate non-perishable food and healthcare products, but we can also take care of one another kind of emotionally. And I think we're seeing a lot of that in the camps.
He's encouraging people to build community, even if it's from a distance, for instance, by sending a note of support to homeless neighbors. Cheney says there are groups like his in most places that would be happy to deliver them. The need for these kinds of services and support is only likely to increase in the coming weeks. Here's Savannah Mayor Van Johnson at a press briefing this week.
We need to make sure that there is a plan for our most vulnerable citizens, not only the chronically homeless, but also transitionally homeless, and those who might become homeless as a result of these extraordinary times that we're going through.
Ariana Berksteiner of Emmaus House says they're prepared to feed more people than normal as the virus slows down business and folks lose jobs and wages. Cindy Kelly with the Homeless Authority says they're discussing how and where to set up a quarantine facility in case many people in Savannah end up with the virus. If it reaches the homeless population, it will likely spread quickly. And they're already looking beyond the current crisis. Here's Reverend Michael Cheney.
It's my hope that this raises awareness. It's our hope, my hope that this creates a sense of stronger community and less isolation, even though we are socially distanced. I think that things can change for the positive after this.
The local leaders agree coronavirus has put a spotlight on the inequalities in our system, and they hope that will lead to some solutions. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.